Today from the Center for Young Musicians, we have Hannah Sinnott, who is 15, playing cello, and Hannah has been with us before. Haley Raphael also has been here. She's 14 and will be playing violin. And I think this is the first time for Ingrid, or have you been here?
I'm a faculty member.
Okay. Ingrid's a faculty member, her name is Ingrid Boita. She'll be playing piano. They're going to do two selections, and then we'll chat with them. But here is their first.
Thank you.
Center for Young Musicians at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was all live, and you heard Haley Raphael on violin, Hannah Sinnott on cello, 14 and 15 respectively, and teacher Ingrid Boita from the Center for Young Musicians. It's 24 after 10. We'll talk with the string players in just a moment, but they have one other selection. Once again, our trio from the Center for Young Musicians. Beautifully done. The Center for Young Musicians is, as you probably can tell, a great place to develop musical talent in kids. And I can remember Hannah and Haley both being here at very young ages. You can get more information on the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org. the center is feels it's important to have a lifelong love of music using a long-term curriculum that's comprehensive for its students. Again, youngmusicians.org is how you can reach them. Good morning to Marge. Thank you. And Maggie Holder, thank you for your kind note. And Kirsty Newman, thank you for your kind note as well as we celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Saturday Light Brigade. And Hannah and Haley are each going to join us. You can hear me now, I think. Can you hear me okay? And I'll start with you, Haley, so I can call you by your rightful first name. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
And Haley was playing violin just now. How long have you studied?
10, 11 years.
Wow. Yeah. And you are how old now?
14.
You really play very well. Where do you go to school?
Shadyside Academy.
And how can you sort of explain how music is interwoven into your life, how often you play, what ensembles you play with?
Yeah, well, I play with the chamber music. And then at my school, I'm in the string orchestra. And really, like, it's just been a part of my life for so long. And, I mean, no matter how much I don't like practicing sometimes, I mean, you can't get rid of it. It sticks with you, so.
Have you thought about, you're in 10th now?
9th.
9th? Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduating? It's a little early, but.
Yeah, well, I think I want to be a doctor. And, yeah, I think I want to go to Northwestern, but, I mean, that could change in the next 4 years.
Oh, I like Northwestern. That's mm-hmm. How come? That's an interesting choice.
Well, they have a minor in dance there. And it's in Chicago, which is where my dad grew up. So I have relatives there, and it would be a good place for me, I think. So.
Yeah, it's a good school, and actually there's a lot of ways, you know, you can find yourself at a school like Northwestern. Mm-hmm. In fact, my brother lives in Evanston now, and he's mm-hmm. a musician. You could mm-hmm. hang out and play with him. He's not as much fun as I am, though. David, that's a whole different story. He's a guitarist. And actually, he's been a professional musician his whole life. That's all he's done. And he's it's a hard job, but he's done really well. I shouldn't say that's all he's done, but that's how he's focused his life. Mm-hmm. What else do you like to do?
Well, I dance, and I love dancing. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
And a particular kind?
Well, I do mostly ballet, but I really like contemporary and jazz because it's easier to really, like, put yourself into it and, get an emotion out of other people when they watch you.
That's great. And are you able to perform at Shadyside? Do they have a performing program?
No. I mean, well, I play with the string orchestra, like I said, and I actually have a lot of opportunities through that. They really like to try to mix them in the choir and, like, really get you to interact with other types of music.
How about for dance, though? Are you able to
perform? No. I do it outside of school. So.
Well, that's great. Do you want to acknowledge anyone or say hello to anyone who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to my parents and my sister, Heather, and then my friends, Mandy and Olivia. So.
Great. And let's turn to Hannah Sennett now. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. You sounded great. The cello has such a rich tone. And I think in this room in particular, it just fills the room that we're in and just overtakes it. You were playing cello when a cello was bigger than you are, I think, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you remember why you picked the instrument?
Well, my dad wanted me to play cello, but he did let me choose, and CYM offers, like, violin, viola. Well, we don't really have many violas. And then piano and guitar and cello. Did I say piano? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember I wanted an instrument where I could sit down. Because I remember seeing, like, the violinists on stage, and then they would always have to be standing up. And then I don't know, it was kind of a lazy child. But
that's interesting that I can't imagine you being a lazy child or adult. So you're in 9th or 10th?
I'm in 10th.
The 10th, and where do you go to school?
North Allegheny.
Oh, so you're one of the 30,000 people that go to school at North Allegheny. It's what a huge school district. Mm-hmm. So you're in the intermediate school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you thought about life after high school yet?
I'm still trying to look for different options for majors, but I really would like to go to Carnegie Mellon University.
What for?
I've been looking into like the College of Humanities with kind of psychology, but I don't know, that could change.
They have a really good psychology department. Mm-hmm. Duquesne does too, depending on what focus that you want to take. And you know, Carnegie Mellon, I enjoyed my time there, and it's still very similar to what it was like when I was there. At least it seems that way. Although I can tell you, when I was at Carnegie Mellon, I graduated in 1983, and at that time there were probably only about 80 computers that had screens. The rest of them were terminals with paper that your parents or possibly grandparents can tell you about. But actually, that whole age ushered in around that time. It was kind of neat. Do you want to acknowledge anybody?
My family and any friends, if they are listening. I don't think they are, though, but
I think they probably are. They'll be listening later when you send them the MP3 of this online to hear you, perhaps. What else do you like to do?
I love art, and
do you make stuff? Are you an artist?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what do you like? What media do you like to work with?
I like drawing and painting, and like in my art class at school, I'm taking an elective in art, and this year we've been focusing a lot on painting, and like trying different types of paints, like acrylic versus oil. So it's been interesting.
That's great to get that opportunity. Well, thank you both. Haley, is there anything you wanted to say that I may have forgotten to ask you about?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, and Hannah, anything else?
I'm fine.
Thanks. And along with Ingrid Boita, you just heard from Hannah Sinnott and Haley Raphael. You sound just wonderful as a trio from the Center for Young Musicians. And you can learn more about their work at youngmusicians.org. Coming up, we've got a ragtime pianist. You're going to get a chance to hear from Joseph Rilesevic, who is 13, and he's going to play ragtime and perhaps some classical music, too. It's 25 minutes now before 11 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade.